3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes.
Your favorite rapper, Tyga, has been accused of domestic violence of his ex-girlfriend. Her name is Cameron Watson. So Cameron is a 22-year-old girl who is an influencer and a fashion designer. She shared images what Tyga did to her, so you can search it up. I saw the images and it is not right to put your hands on anyone, including your partner. The pictures do not look good. Overall, domestic violence is not okay. I don't care who you are with. Regardless, Tyga needs to be held accountable if he abused her. Tyga was arrested for domestic violence. His rep manager, Jack Katsoyan, if that's how you say it, spoke to TMZ and said that the allegations are not true. Of course, Tyga is speaking with the authorities to declare that he's innocent. His bail was set at $50,000. He did not say anything after turning himself into the LAPD. I will read the article from TMZ, right? So overall, Cameron Swanson made an Instagram story showing the bruises and marks on her face. This is what she wrote. At TMZ_TV, I've been emotionally, mentally, and physically beat, and I'm not hiding it anymore. She also posted a screenshot of the messages with Tyga, and the phone number was not blurred at all. She posted an Instagram story video of her bruises. Unfortunately, TMZ ran with the story from Tyga's rep manager. Then they updated the story maybe because Cameron had the bruises and there were images surfacing on the internet. Once TMZ updated their story, they included the text messages between Cameron and Tyga and the video showing her bruises. Okay, I won't talk about the text messages. Let me read the article from TMZ. Tyga is voluntarily turning himself into LAPD to face allegation he got physical with his ex-girlfriend, who's posted images of her alleged injuries and were told it's possible he could be hit with a felony. TMZ broke story. The rapper was planning to have a sit-down with cops Tuesday morning to explain his side of the story after Cameron Swanson accused him of roughing her up during an early Monday morning dispute at his house. We're told Tyga's decided to turn himself in and a charge of felony domestic violence is on the table. We got Tyga, who wasn't willing to chat on his way inside the station. He refused to answer any questions about what happened as we first reported. Sources close to Tyga say Cameron showed up at his house around 3 a.m. and started acting belligerent at the door. We're told Tyga let her inside and the yelling continued. As for what happened next, Cameron claims he hit her and says she has bruises to prove it, while also saying she's prepared to stand up for herself. The cops also saw what she's showing off, apparently visible marks on her face, and they took a report over it. Officers tried to talk to Tyga at his house on Monday, but he refused. Now, though, he's facing the music and might end up having to answer for this in court. So that's the story right there. It's no secret that Tyga is always pursuing females, especially when he had a public relationship with Kylie Jenner, which I have the right to discredit that it was a dangerous, toxic relationship. No one should be surprised about this, especially because he's always bad news to females. Everyone has seen it happen. There was a time when Tyga admitted for texting a 14-year-old female. That 14-year-old female was also an Instagram model who was also bad news because she used him for clout as well, because she was an untrustworthy person. Of course, a lot of people have been saying that he's always getting with women, especially for the women to get their body done. People always mention that he has been broke, and he's still broke because, again, he's focused on being around women. That says a lot about Tyga's true character, which I don't respect. He's not a grown man. Kylie Jenner is the prime example why he's bad news to women in general. The example of how he was with Cameron is the prime example why he always had tumultuous relationships with women. It sucks because we have not seen the good in Tyga at all. Playing with women's emotions does not make men grown. Therefore, he has not been mature. He always comes off as a childish person, and it's hard for me to separate the career aspect of Tyga and the personal life of Tyga. I don't have any judgments on this situation because this is the information that we got. I don't like that people make assumptions because Cameron is a white woman. Oh, she's the villain, knowing that she's a white woman. I found it disgusting that people are pulling the race card, and it's never good to have opinions this way. It gets very tiring to hear people pull the race card because someone of a particular race is in a bad situation. We'll assume that someone is antagonistic. We'll assume that someone is the bad guy. We have to sit back and see what would happen when the court date comes. Overall, domestic violence goes both ways. I feel that people dismiss domestic violence, whether it's a man or a woman being abused. I don't like that it's a gender division, and we should not divide people based on people's gender. No one wants to wake up with black eyes and being hospitalized. No one wants to wake up knowing that people have bruises all over their face. It's painful to see that in general. I just hope that Cameron's lawyer speaks out, and I want to see if they end up in court. Unfortunately, this incident between Cameron and Tyga is not looking good at all, and Cameron is claiming that she has all of the proof that she was bruised. She was abused. I'm not saying that Cameron is lying at all. As much as we have all the information, I predict that there will be an update soon. I just want to see what the result will be when they both end up in court. At the same time, I would not be surprised if Tyga gets a slap on the wrist. It's bad to say because he's a well-known rapper. He has this celebrity status for being a rapper. He's not the richest rapper ever. However, if it's true that Tyga abused her, then he needs to suffer the consequences. There are legal dire consequences behind your actions. We can't keep making assumptions because it will make someone look bad and it will discredit someone's situation quickly. As much as I'm forming my opinion, I can't jump on the bandwagon to assume that someone is innocent or someone is the bad guy because I want to see all of the proof. That is all I have for this episode. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.